For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. Time once again for your Central Minnesota Farm Report. We visit with Ty Stender with Corteva. Your report this week brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service in Avon. And well, we're getting closer and closer to spring. And first of all, we learn more about Ty and his work with Corteva.
My name's Ty Stender, and I'm one of Corteva's Nutrient Maximizer Strategic Account Managers. So it's a little bit of a mouthful there. But essentially, I work across kind of the Midwest and working with our Nutrient Maximizer line of products, which involve InServe, Instinct Next Gen, Pennant Max TG, and then our newest one on the biological side is Utrisha N.
Now, spring is approaching quickly, believe it or not, and Stender gives some advice for spring nitrogen application.
For growers to get the best return on those nitrogen applications this spring, there's a couple things I recommend. The first of which is right now, while we can't get out into the field, to take that time and go through all of our application equipment. Look at it, make sure we're replacing any parts that are worn or broken, and then most importantly, making sure that equipment is calibrated and ready to go. We've got pretty volatile fertilizer prices and also some fairly high prices as far as it relates to nitrogen, and we just can't afford to over-apply or have some issues with the application itself. The other piece I'd recommend is waiting for those field conditions to be right. When we do have a chance to get out there, we want to make sure that we don't have sloppy field conditions or not frozen conditions and that we're getting the nitrogen in the root zone where we need it the most. And then the last piece I'd recommend, controlling the one variable we do have a little bit of control over, and then that's using a proven nitrogen stabilizer such as InServe or Instinct Next Gen with those nitrogen applications.
When it comes to nitrogen loss, I mentioned to Ty, is it because farmers try to get out in the soil before it's ready to be planted and worked?
It just kind of depends. If we're getting out there too quick, one of the pieces part of it that we can control there is that it's putting it at risk because it's out there longer. There's more time that we're going to have to protect it before the corn plants will actually utilize that nitrogen. And so if we don't have to get out there super early and put it into not great conditions, I'd recommend kind of waiting until those conditions are right for the application. And then also the closer we can get it to the actual stages of corn using it, the better off we will be.
Farmers, just like everybody else, concerned about your bottom line. And Ty mentions what you can do to mitigate any nitrogen loss.
So there's a lot of variables that we just don't have control over when it comes to our nitrogen applications. Nitrogen is one of the most expensive investments that the growers have into those fields every year. And the unfortunate fact about nitrogen is it's pretty much prone to loss from the second we put it out there. The two factors that we don't have control over but have the biggest effect are temperature and moisture. Too much moisture on higher temperatures is converting that nitrogen over into the nitrate form, which is more prone to loss quicker. And so using a nitrogen stabilizer, such as InServe or Instinct Next Gen, we've got the ability to kind of basically slow down that conversion over to nitrate and protect that nitrogen in the soil for a longer period of time, helping basically keep it there until when the corn plants really need it.
Ty explains when a nitrogen stabilizer is recommended.
A little bit situational dependent. I do recommend that most of the nitrogen applications that we go out there with, we are considering using a nitrogen stabilizer. Over 70% of nitrogen loss occurs below ground, and then up to 30% can occur from those applications that occur above ground. And so with InServe and Instinct, we can protect those below ground applications from leaching and denitrification. And then we also offer Pennant Max PG for any of those applications where that fertilizer may sit on the soil surface for an extended period of time. So we do have a solution for most of those nitrogen applications that are being made with it being as high cost and vulnerable to loss as nitrogen is. I would recommend protecting those applications.
Ty Stender with Corteva joining us. And when it comes to nitrogen management practices, yes, indeed, it does make farmers and ranchers more sustainable.
Yeah, that's correct. Good nitrogen management is also going to help us prevent not only losses that can affect our yield, but also losses that letting those nutrients get into the atmosphere and the waterways. Using a nitrogen stabilizer like InServe or Instinct is actually a recommended practice from the 4R's Nutrient Stewardship Program. And then Optinite technology, which is what powers both InServe and Instinct, is proven to reduce greenhouse gases by over 51%. And then also we've proven to reduce leaching by up to 16%. And what that looks like with the greenhouse gas reductions is that's over 330 million gallons of gasoline consumed in a year, or the equivalent to 7 million barrels of oil consumed. So it's a significant amount of a reduction of those greenhouse gases by just using InServe or Instinct Next Gen as a stabilizer to protect that applied nitrogen.
Stender says at Corteva, they are increasing their message surrounding sustainability.
Yeah, exactly. We're at Corteva are trying to boost our sustainability message around these products. I think for a lot of years, we've really talked around the yield benefits and those benefits that we can have there. But I think we've really kind of forgotten a little bit about the sustainability message, and we have some awesome solutions around environmental sustainability with both InServe and Instinct.
Ty Stender with Corteva joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. I mentioned to Ty all the different products that they offer. Are they all new or have some been around for a while?
Great question. InServe is the oldest product that we've had around, but it is one of the most popular. And InServe has been around for over 46 years, protecting anhydrous ammonia applications. We've got Instinct Next Gen, which we're on the second year here of selling. And it's the same thing as InServe, but formulated for using with UAN, urea, and manure applications. And then we also offer a newer product called PennantMax TG, and that's our above-ground nitrogen stabilizer. And also we're in about year two with PennantMax TG as well. And then to kind of round out the portfolio, we've got a new solution, probably the newest in our portfolio, and that is Utricia N. And that is a nutrient use efficiency biological. It's a bacteria that we can put on our corn and soybean crops, and it's going to help convert atmospheric nitrogen into a plant or into a form that those plants can use. So essentially, we're helping that plant fix its own nitrogen.
Ty Stender with Corteva joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. He says, Ty Stender with Corteva joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report. And if you would like to find out more information about the Corteva products, simply go online and eventually meet up with your local representative.
So if listeners would like to learn more about what we've kind of gone through today, nutrientmaximizers.com is the website that I would point them to, and that's going to have more information about all four of the products that I've talked about today that are in our Nutrient Maximizers portfolio. And then I also recommend reach out to your local Corteva authorized ag retailer. They're going to really be able to help you tailor the right solution for your acres right there.
Ty Stender with Corteva joining us here on Chasm Radio, talking nutrient maximizers. And as spring rolls around, just a few reminders on proper nitrogen application and how you can save some money and prevent any nitrogen loss. Ty Stender with Corteva, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill.